Israel's military leaders say that the air attacks of the past 6 days have destroyed about a third of the estimated 12,000 missiles held by Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. It appears that Israel's leaders do not want to stop the attacks until nearly all of those missiles are destroyed. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Jerusalem that it seems the Israelis have had a plan ready for years to do just that, but they've been waiting for the right circumstances.
Israel withdrew its troops from southern Lebanon 6 years ago, and since that time, Israeli intelligence has been watching as Hezbollah accumulated more and more missiles from Syria and Iran. The Israelis drew up plans to destroy them years ago, but haven't had an opportunity to put those plans into action until now, says retired Major General Eitan Ben Eliyahu, a former Air Force commander.
We were ready to act, and we knew that one day, sooner or later, it's going to happen, because we knew about the transfer of these missiles from Iran to the Hezbollah in Lebanon. We should have done it before, but, you know, we did not have the right circumstances to do it. And right now, they did what they did. They initiated this crime against our soldiers, and now we are acting.
Even so, Israel was surprised when Hezbollah began to hit Haifa, 18 miles from the border, and towns even deeper into Israel. Now there is a fear that some of the more advanced missiles that Iran sent to Lebanon may be able to reach as far as Tel Aviv. That makes Israel's determination to end the threat even greater, says General Eliyahu.
We have to assume that they have also in their arsenal, they have rockets for longer range, and this is how we have to prepare ourselves, and this is how we have to behave.
Some of Israel's more than 2,000 air sorties have gone beyond strictly Hezbollah targets to hit infrastructure that affects all of Lebanon, with many civilian casualties. The Israeli leadership believes their action is justified because the Lebanese government has not acted to control Hezbollah. What seems to be missing from the Israeli understanding is just how weak and incapable the Lebanese government has become in dealing with Hezbollah. But Rabbi Sabol, a law professor at Hebrew University, argues, as many Israelis do, that this is the responsibility of the Lebanese government.
International law reflects common sense, and in this case the rule is a clear common sense rule that a state is responsible for military activities that emanate from its territory. It could be either because it can't prevent it, or it doesn't want to. I think in the case of Lebanon we have a bit of both.
At the same time, some analysts acknowledge that this attack began not just because two Israeli soldiers were abducted and others killed last week. Gerald Steinberg, a well-known political analyst from Bar-Ilan University, says that Israel was eager to send a strong signal to Iran.
That these are the Israeli red lines, and Israel is not the kind of paper tiger that at least Iranian decision makers talk about and seem to believe in. That it is a very, very dangerous game to be engaging in a conflict with Israel, and with nuclear weapons will become even much more dangerous for Iran.
Many here believe that Israel's unilateral withdrawal from Lebanon 6 years ago and from Gaza last year were viewed across the Middle East as weakness. Further, because Ariel Sharon was Israel's leader for most of the past 5 years, he was constrained from hitting Hezbollah in Lebanon because of his responsibility for Israel's disastrous invasion of Lebanon in 1982. In the view of many Israelis, the government tolerated the threat from Hezbollah and its supporters in Syria and Iran for too long. That is why Gerald Steinberg believes the current action is, for the moment, quite popular.
The realization, not just the killing of the 8 Israeli soldiers and the kidnapping of 2 at the beginning of the Hezbollah attack, but the understanding of the threat posed by the Hezbollah-Syria-Iranian combination is felt throughout Israeli society. There's a realism there that this has to be done, regardless of who the political leadership is.
This suggests Israel is not likely to respond positively to any pressure for a ceasefire until most of Hezbollah's missiles have been destroyed, or unless Hezbollah unexpectedly decides to pull back from Israel's border. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Jerusalem.